بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد. We began the discussion on the beautiful name of Allah جل جلاله, Allah سبحانه وتعالى, المجد المجيد. The two attributes of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, by means of which we call unto Allah سبحانه وتعالى. These names that we learn of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to get yaqeen upon the Zat of Allah. One of these names will hit the heart. Person, whatever condition he may be, one of these names might catch the heart and he takes on to it. Maybe the heart won't take on to every name, but some name at some time is discussed, will take. Person is financial difficulties, we discuss Ar-Razaq, subhanallah. Call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Ar-Razaq. Ya Allah, I need your mercy right now. Ya Rahim, Ya Rahman. And a person takes with love, he calls unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in everything we find around us, we'll find that some sifat of Allah, some attribute of Allah, some name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is applicable at that moment. As we mentioned before also, as Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahimahullah would mention, and how connected they were to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Everything they saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They saw the attributes of Allah, they saw the mercy of Allah, they saw the doing, the af'al of Allah. How Allah ta'ala is doing it, how Allah is controlling it right now. We say these words, but to look beyond that, Ya Allah, how are you controlling it right now? How is it happening? That Ya Allah, right now, this quality of yours, this attribute of yours right now is ghalib, is overwhelming this person or this situation. I'm a slave of Allah. Wa ana abduk. I'm a slave of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. So anything that happens, anything I see, anything I hear, affects my heart, but I attribute this to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Ma asabaka min hasanatin famin Allah. Whatever good comes to you is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wholly and solely from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ. Whatever evil, bad comes upon you is from yourself. You did it and caused Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send this condition upon you. So everything that Allah wa ta'ala doesn't see everything, they just see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahimahullah will say to the principles of Darul Ulum, he mentioned Hazrat Wala also, Dama Barakatuhu, he said that when you go for collection also for the masjid, then he says, go for collection with two qualities. Azmatuddin, Izzatun Nafs. Connected to Allah. You're going to collect for the institution, not for your pocket. You're going as a khadim of the deen of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. So you're going as a servant, as a khadim, somebody servicing the deen of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're not going as a beggar. You're going to uplift the deen of Allah. And you're giving the businessman opportunity now to invest. All looking for investments. Where I get the best returns. And who can be better than the one that's coming to collect for the madrasa, for the masjid. Not actually coming to collect. Is allowing you to invest. To what do we say? Collector. Now, what a lowly name. He's a collector. Actually, in reality, he's actually your, what do you say, financial advisor or your investor. Whatever you may call the one you invest with. What do you call it? Investor. Who is the investor? This is a broker between you and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But he's not breaking your bank. The bank of akhirat is breaking with your rewards. So much you're giving. What's the sincerity you are giving? So he's the one coming to you though. Hazrat says, now unfortunately, even the collector is treated like one. Frakos. In Juba they call him Frakos. Ifrafurkos. He came to offer some food. And Hazrat says, he's the only one that when he'll come to the door, then you'll hear the proper Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Acha. Chandewale aa gaya. The collector is here. He makes salam properly. Well, we are the biggest beggars. We're begging from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So he will come. Haji Imdadullah Mahaji Makki rahimullah will say, once you put your donation, your contribution, your wealth in the hand of the beggar or the broker, so to say, for the akhirat, then already your money is deposited in bank of akhirat, is gone. It'll never burn, never get wasted, never go down. He did you a great favor. And no service fees, no charge fees, no bank fees, nothing. Free of charge. He's doing it, he's depositing it for you. Once you put it in his hand, then you carry on with your work. Ya Allah, it's already gone. In the bank of the akhirat. There is one way, our ulama tell us how to get the greed out of the heart. Where the love of property, the love of material things is in the heart because we got everything around us. So we can see it, we're enjoying it. But our kabir say that when you deposit most of your wealth in bank of akhirat, the heart is where the wealth is. I send everything ahead. I suppose to buy this, I didn't buy it, I sent it to akhirat. Ya Allah, I'll get it there. Allah, I'll get it there. Like how my brother mentioned also to us, may Allah reward him. Building a new house. Took the family to buy the accessories for the bathroom. The taps, etc., mixes. So one was the top end one. Could afford the top end one. But is it necessary right now? The middle range, standard range, very good, will do the same job. Same warranty also, with the 15 years or 10 years warranty. Or they say a lifetime warranty. So as I say, whose lifetime? Your lifetime or the tap lifetime? Which is a lifetime? Will he pass on it to your miras? Now part of the miras is some lifetime warranties over here. Oh, Papa kept it. So that has to be also distributed in the miras, lifetime warranty. So alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala gave the understanding. The top range, maybe five times more, this standard range, will do the same job, same warranty also. Let's buy that. Now the other amount, Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq, we give that amount which you're supposed to spend, let's give it in charity. What a deal with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I could have bought that one, but I bought the one who was good enough to do the job, and beyond that also he could do the job. And warranty is the same, quality is just as good also. Little extra money, Hazrat says now, unfortunately, how much the house will cost to build? 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, whatever it is. So alhamdulillah, we built everything, came, we got some discounts, and it came within the budget. So the bank didn't break, credit card didn't get maxed also, alhamdulillah. We came out, the house got done everything. And the husband and wife are making mashwara. Making mashwara, husband said, alhamdulillah, barakat. House got done everything, we still got some balance over, maybe 100,000, 200,000. They say, typically what you'll do, make mashwara. Okay, so there is 100,000 there. What else we can put in the house? What else can we put in the house? Let's put some remote control curtains now, some money left over. Say, would that 100,000 bullion house of the domestic? Whether it be in Malawi, whether in Burundi, whether in Zambia, whether in Zimbabwe, how much it cost to build a house for them? One brother came recently to the masjid, one of our khadims of the masjid. Mufti Sahib built a masjid in the village, and this cost so much, didn't cost much. We just need to put bathroom and two bathrooms and two toilets, something like that. So we're short of funds right now. In my mind, I'm thinking two bathrooms, two toilets, comes out Africa, we've got the tiling to do, we've got the taps and everything else. I said, how much will it cost the entire thing? 3,500. I said, subhanAllah. 3,500 for complete bathroom, toilet, and tiled and roofed and everything. I said, Ya Allah, look at this. But then it's so difficult to give also. Then we'll think, now really, he's going to put it there, not going to put it there, not sure. Why give it? If it comes in the heart, give it. Hazrat says, now when we do, when the person comes to collect for the house of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then do it with the izzat nafs, with the dignity of your own self. I'm not coming here as a beggar, I'm giving you an opportunity to invest right now. So is it an honor of your own self-respect? Azamah to deen, on the grandeur of deen, brother, we're collecting for the house of Allah. Will you be interested in investing in your akhirat? So you put it like that, not that we're puzzling, bishara, we don't have. Is that for me? It's for the house of Allah. Collecting for the masjid, we're giving you an opportunity. One businessman told me, he says, Mufti Marana, we don't have time to go and look for people who want money. They must come to us, look for us. We're too busy making money right now. So if they want, they must come looking for us. Inna lillahi. Inna lillahi. We go look for them. Bi'isal, say, bi'isal faqir ala babil amir. Wa ni'mal faqir ala babil faqir. Wa bi'isal faqir ala babil amir. So how an excellent a rich person at the door of the poor man. Before he can come to you, I came to you already. Here's a qurbani meat. Not only qurbani meat, here's some 10 kilo rice, 10 kilo. See the happiness. Look at the joy and happiness. إِدْخَالُ الْحُرُورِ فِي قَلْبِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. To make a mu'min's heart happy. What a ni'mat of Allah. How Allah Ta'ala becomes happy. Even a non-Muslim also, his dua is accepted. God bless you. Do any dua for you. The dua accepted. So to do the collection also, izzat enough, self-respect, self-dignity, azmatuddin, with the grandeur and the majesty of deen. This is the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then to have beautifully, how would they connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every condition? Our kabir. They say, now you went. And the person got a roaring business, cash and carry, wholesale, supermarket. And you think, here, alhamdulillah, give me a lump. Good sum amount he'll give me. Good lump he'll give me. And he was busy, didn't give you much tawajjuh also. But you went with the correct niyat. And you showed him everything, whatever the masjid project is, etc., etc. He says, okay, just shout for your son, just give 500 rand, please. They say, 500 rand. It's only the petrol money. I thought now maybe he'll give 50 or 100,000 at least. So Hazrat would say, even at that moment also, Understand, you're a slave, he's also a slave. He's also under the command of Allah. Right now, Allah Ta'ala's quality of Al-Mani', Allah's quality of Al-Mani' right now is overwhelming him. Al-Mani', the one that holds back. So he's controlled by Allah also. But your heart and your mind is under his wealth. Allah Ta'ala's control is over his heart. Then you go to a small shop, person, small tea room, we get tea rooms anymore, cafe, whatever it may be. Cell phone shop, we got a small one. Brother, we came for collection. Oh, mashallah, here's an opportunity. I got a good investment. And he gives you that amount. You say, Allah, how did this happen? Then understand Allah Ta'ala's quality of Al-Mu'ati was ghalib and overwhelming him right now. Was Al-Mu'ati the one that gives freely? So he gave like that. Every quality of Allah, they find it, they look at it somewhere. They see with the eyes of iman and taqwa. So Allah Ta'ala give us the type of iman also. We read the names of Allah, we hear about the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then accordingly, we think of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now to bring this istihadar, to bring this consciousness, not only we give for collection. The Mufti Sahib said only collection in time, now we think about this. When you're collecting also at home. Then also think about Allah, right now al-muntaqim, the one that takes revenge. Now Allah is displaying it on me. Now what I must do? Must become as-sabur, as-shakur. Now I become sabar wala, shukar karne wala. Now I become patient and make shukar, ya Allah. At least I got a wife. And sometimes you in the mood also. And now you also having a good. And watch how she must think also. Right now he's opening up. Ya Allah, I must make sabar, I must make shukar. So every step of life, Allah is there. Whether good, whether bad, whether adverse, whether converse, whether favorable, everything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This investment went down also, Allah Ta'ala took it away. Allah Ta'ala's quality right now was ghalib in there. And this is iman. Now we've come to the end of the Islamic year also. Muharram has already started. Muharram has already started. For me to ask the question, the entire year, 355 days plus minus have passed. Ya Allah, did I pass last year or I failed? That's the question I ask myself. Ya Allah, did I pass? How are we waiting for this? That report will come. The report to come, we don't see any rings over there. Anything highlighted over there. Although, when something is highlighted, it means very important. But highlighting the report doesn't mean important, it means you failed. That thing is ringed. So, Ya Allah, did I pass there? How many you went? Was it more in kabair, more in sins, or more in ibadat? Ya Allah, really, did I pass or did I fail? Ya Allah, the year ahead now, Ya Allah, I know from my side, I already failed. Only you can give me a condone pass. Kundur pass, Allah Pak, just overlook it. But no, you just passed. Carry on. Carry on, I'll give you the next year now. Maybe you'll make it better. So the next year, I have a Muharram coming on now, Ya Allah, cause me to pass every week, Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah. How to pass the week, Alhamdulillah, when you walk in usually only little Jumu'ah, Thursday night, Friday night, you see the brothers engage in Qur'an tilawat. What a beautiful scene, Alhamdulillah. How coolness to the heart, Ya Allah. Brothers are reading Quran Sharif. They're not wasting their time. Durood Sharif. The cell phone is not out. They engage in Amal on Thursday night. How happy Allah Ta'ala will become. Then the time not getting, what a special night it is. They're now to be connected to Allah before the majlis. Not the person just looking, waiting, but he's engaged. You've got Suratul Kahf to read. And if it's too long, I haven't learnt it yet, make it near to learn it. It is the first 10 ayats, the last 10 ayats. These powerful verses of Suratul Kahf will save us from the effect of Dajjal. Dajjal himself and the effects of Dajjal. Right now we don't know what to believe in the world. Everything is staged. Whether everything is really is happening or just something staged and just a show right now. This is flying from this country to that country. Whether it's really happening or what is it? Or let's say monopoly we're paying. You're paying some monopoly board, then you're paying rental, but it's all playing only. Right? And then now all your he took your houses and your hotel too, isn't it? It's gone. And now your bus is sitting in jail. Don't pass, begin, don't collect 200 rand. Now, the whole state is real. Now, you know, when we played that game, then we became a chore staying from the bank. And then you became a lani also. You said, yeah, I got so many hotels. I see how many 200s I got and hundreds I have. But you know, it's all deception. Really, what dunya is? The same thing. Dunya is just deception also. Yeah, what's the reality? The Suratul Kahf will open the heart. We'll see where the real investments, where I should really give my time to. Not that I just become one bead or some dice over there, one car, one topi, one hat there, and I'm moving around on board. Even the same chakkar, this property for say, next car for say, next thing I will do here, put the children there, put this there, make one investment over there. By all means. But connect to Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Ya Allah, all this from you.
And it will come back to you. Not just to live it up. I'm going to live up life. Here's more going to come from here. More is going to come. Everything I see, all I see with the eye of Iman. With the eye of Iman I see it. So everything I see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, connecting to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The properties that I have, the house I have, how do I connect to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? The real bait, the real house belongs to Allah. All these are just extensions. They're not real. It's just fake. We're all musafir. It's a musafir khana. I'm just doing it up now for somebody else really. Whether how long I'm going to stay here, I know the reality. I'm just doing it now. Dunya tartib, we're going with the flow right now. But the reality is that the goal, is that the aim, is that everything. So these names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to make us connect to Allah ta'ala's quality. When I'm walking in my house, walking into my business, walking into my property, it shouldn't be pride in me. And how beautiful, Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahimahullah mentioned to Hazrat, our Hazrat also, that Hazrat sometime he might walk into your Darul Ulum. What a Darul Ulum, so beautiful, so big, so many talaba, 500-600. Person got 500 staff. You say, what a operation he has. 500 staff. And so many managers and accountants and bookkeepers and doing this. Another staff complement another 40, 50. 50 ustaz under you. Hibz ustaz, Sheikh al-Hadith, the Mufti, the Qurra, Qari sahib is there, students are there. He says, Mawlana, when you walk in and this feeling comes in the heart. They read the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam after Allah ta'ala afforded him the opportunity. Not to build one madrasa, not to build one darul ulum, not to build one hanka. You build the Baitullah. Ya Allah, for the entire world. Not only for the Muslim, for the entire population. Inna awwala bayti wudi'a linnas. The first house that was established with the people. Even the non-Muslim, farzuqhum. Then he made dua. Faj'al afidatan minan naswi. Ya Allah, make some of the people's hearts, some of the, you didn't say mu'min and believers only, some of the hearts of people inclined towards it, even the kafir one will come there. Even he wants to see Baytullah. So he says, Ya Allah, that when he saw the Baytullah and he built it, what dua he made? Rabbana taqabbal minna. Ya Allah, you accept it. Wa tub alayna, Ya Allah, overlook my shortcomings, my faults. I'm not perfect in what I'm doing everything right now. So as the Kim Sahib told us, Imam Abdul Hamid Sahib also, when you walk in your Darul Ulum, this feeling comes there, read this dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Brought absolute humility. Allah, you did it. You gave the tawfiq and ability. Sometimes I'm so busy in the business, just pick up the call, rush with that one. What happened by how you ready to go like that? You didn't see how you took a knock this time. And you're having a good way. As I say, soon that phone will ring in your office, but you won't be there to pick it up. You want me there to pick it up? This phone, second phone, third phone. Nobody to pick it up. They have to say, sorry boss, reached the qabr already, he's gone. So we're just going to change the number. We're going to close down this number, cancelling it now. He says, one day, there's nothing in his mind. Ya Allah, all from you. Who are running business and my life and everything. Ya Allah, only from you. You allowing it to happen. So every sifat of Allah. Allah is Al-Qadir. And how beautifully, now we discuss, topic of discussion, Allah Ta'ala. He was understanding. When it comes to my business also, whether I'm in the office, whether I'm in the practice, whether I'm in the surgery, whether I'm operating from home, read the fourth kalima. Read the fourth kalima, has power in it. Similar to a fourth kalima. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. What's the reward for it? Reading the business place, you'll get the reward. Reading the masjid, you won't get the reward. Reading in the business place, because the hands are busy in dunya. Dast bakar dil bayar. The hands are busy, but the heart is bayar with my yar, with my friend, my bosom friend, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So read the fourth kalima now and then. We tell even the Hibs ustaz, we remind ourselves sometimes, we teaching the Hibs class, so busy. That boy's door, that boy didn't know his sabak, come again. That boy's sabak door is kacha, quickly go learn it. Oh, this boy, that boy, handling the whole class. Sometimes you really think, Ya Allah, who am I doing this for? Like I'm controlling this whole class. Sometimes just stop and break, or take a deep breath. Rabbana taqabbal. Ya Allah, these boys, they offered me their heart. They've left their home. They've come all the way, and they gave me the opportunity. Ya Allah, person like me, sitting here, teaching Quran, where can I teach anything? Ya Allah, look at how kind you are, Muhsin, Al-Muhsin, the one that is most kind. Ya Allah, you're sattar also. As-sattar. You just overlook my faults. You don't even show them my habits and my faults also. Ya Allah, you're sending these young boys to me. So now they break away. happens in the darul of the madrasa. Sometimes we just forget that the goal is Allah. The goal is that boy's door, but you must know your door. You must know your door. So the mind will even make dua for the boy. And as Hakim Sahib rahimahullah would mention also, he said that ustaz, that shaykh al-hadith, that principle of the darul ulum, that does not make dua for his students, is not fit to have that position. You're doing it just as a job. The pain should be in the heart. Every boy should know his background, make mulaqat with the parents, what time he learns, why he doesn't know his sabak, what can I do to help him, maybe his diet, maybe the food, maybe he needs some medication, maybe he needs some treatment. For all these things, we got to make dua for them. Our staff also, that are working for us. وَاللَّهَ فَضَّلَ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ فِي الرِّزْقِ. Allah said, I gave some of you preference over others, and gave some of you more than others for risk in sustenance. So the stronger ones can have mercy upon the weaker ones. Not to extract work from them, be merciless upon them. Definitely not. Allah is giving you to take care of them. Be kind to them. It not only figures, is having a heart for them. So Allah has given this also, whether a Muslim or a non-Muslim. So to see Allah's quality in my business also, sometimes I am so busy. Then just say, Ya Allah, you are Al-Qadir, you are Al-Basit. Ya Allah, you open rosy like that. You are Al-Rafi'. Ya Allah, you give the honor. You also Al-Khafid. You can drop me also from here. I can be sitting behind the desk. Tomorrow I became the one sweeping the floor also. We saw it many places, where the whole thing just turned upside down like that. Just happened. So how to connect every condition of mind to one of these beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The housewife was so busy sometimes. This child, and then the domestic is there, washing machine, dishwasher, I have to cook also. Even I got 3-4 maids, still have to be behind them. Still overlook them. They didn't finish the work, they're not doing it correctly. So she's not controlling. Read that faqqalah. That's her business right now. That's her arena, that's her field right now. And in that Allah Ta'ala teaches us iman yaqeen. The year has come to an end, Muharram has come, Ya Allah, in this past year, did my iman increase a little bit? Did my yaqeen upon you increase? I'm still just the same. Running behind dunya, and the hadith sharif says, الدُّنْيَا جِيفَ. Dunya is carrion, dead body. وَطَالِبُهَا كِلَابُ. And those that run behind it, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, they are dogs of dunya. They thought the dog runs behind the piece of meat. They don't become like that kilab and the dogs. They pursue it. You want more and more. Shukr to Alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala has given Allah shukr. It comes in your lap, ismallah. You didn't ask, it came. Ni'mat ghayr murakkaba. Never thought about it. Allah Ta'ala threw it at you. Somebody came, brother, come with me 50-50. Ya Allah, I never even thought this thing will come. Ya Allah, you sent it. How it came? I didn't even look for it. I didn't pursue it. Allah, how you see? Allah Ta'ala threw it in my lap. Allah, sometimes it's a test also. We can't see everything now. Ya Allah, gave it to me. Sometimes in haram relationship, some riba, hey, Allah Ta'ala gave it. Right? I thought it was backdoor good, but anyway, it seemed above board. See, by grey area already. It's already grey area, hurt your conscience. Don't put your hand in there. Why burn the fingers and burn all your rosy? So all these qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we see in one step of ours. Here also, this kalima la ilaha illallah, this increases iman yaqeen. You understand? When I'm reading it there, break away some time, put the phone down, say, hold on. La ilaha illallah. Wahdahu la sharika la. The only one worthy of worship is Allah. You can be the boss, you can be the CEO, you can be whoever you may be, but you're not the ilah. You're not the God. There's only one Allah. And all this belongs to Allah. But I want praise. No, praise belongs to Allah. Wahdahu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sole creator, the sole dispenser. Allah Ta'ala is the sole giver. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sole provider. He's the only, I'm not providing. I'm not providing for my staff, for my family. I'm just a slave here, one khadim also in this business. And Allah Ta'ala is sending it. How Allah Ta'ala is sent? From where? Sometimes I'm just dazzled. I never thought to make a prophet there. Allah made it happen. But the reality is, Allah, there's no one worthy of worship besides Allah. Wahdahu. La sharika. Allah says the entire universe. What you can see, above the earth, below the earth, below the sky, above the sky and beyond. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in full control. And how? Wahdahu. All alone. Has no partner. Has no partner. I open a small spaza shop also. There too, I need one staff. You can't do it alone. Nobody's running their business alone. You gotta have somebody with you. Especially when it comes to business. And the bigger the business, the more staff. And the more, Allah says, I got no partner. I'm doing all of this alone. So how can you have pride? Pride belongs to me. You still need someone there. Even your cell phone also is connected to some service provider. So you can't say, no, everything I'm controlling. Even this, without that, what are you going to do? Even the, without the cell phone also. That too, you need somebody. Contracts, you're going to phone the person, phone here, phone there, whatever it may be. Even the connection to the internet also goes down. Then you say, Ya Allah. Now Allah came out. You see, who controls? Allah controls it. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He put it off. Allah ta'ala put it off. So in that was Allah ta'ala's quality. Allah ta'ala kept it on. Everything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. No matter how well you have systems into place, and you got the entire thing now running smoothly like nobody else is doing it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still says, لَهُ الْمُلْكُ. Kingdom still belongs to Him. You're just controlling one small, not even equal to the fly of one mosquito, equal to the wing of one mosquito. Mosquito has how many wings, brothers? 6 wings. 3 and 3. So, it takes 6 wings. Allah Pak, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said the entire dunya, that housewife also, she feels now, the entire house I'm running here. 2 kitchens, and the maids, and the bathroom, and the toilets, and the garden outside, and everything, got a rose garden, and this garden, got green fingers, and everything, she's controlling. You know, you still need the domestic. A bigger the house, another domestic you need. So who's the boss? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All alone. لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ. Kingdom belongs to Allah, including your little mosquito haven over there. It's just now like a small mosquito house we're taking. So it says, take that entire dunya, put it under one wing of one mosquito. You see, how you can even fit it over there? Allah says, how small your whole property is. Just now. You just have to zoom, 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 and possibly you might find the property of your house just on the edge about to fall over, just held over there. Banda is staying there, just keep it there. Just keep it. Lahul mulk, kingdom belongs to Allah. Oh, this I have, all belongs to Allah. Allah is Qadir, Qadir mutlaq. Allah has power which is unlimited. Walahul hamd, all praise belongs to Allah. You can have all the systems in place. Hey, how are you running the entire empire? Allah running the entire world. Including my business also. He gave me the brain to put all these things into place. Then too, sometimes the computer goes down. Or Shaykh al-Hadith will say, that nowadays even our computer goes down. Can't remember now, where I left that parcel now. What's the password now? Can't even remember. Don't even know the password for my banking app also. He says, now, you say you're the boss. So Allah Ta'ala says, the entire kingdom belongs to me, then all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every type of praise belongs to Allah, no matter how well you got things jacked up and running smoothly, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yuhyi wa yumeet. Allah gives life, Allah gives death. It's a reminder for me in my business. It's a reminder for me in the hips class also. Whichever field may be, that I'm not hiring and firing. Allah says, I give life and death. You don't think now you can hire and fire as you want to. I can fire you also, somebody else will sit on the chair. What are you going to do? It just turns up. And how many empires we saw in our lifetime just collapsed like that. Major companies, over 100 years were running. Whether it was a mattress company, whether some other companies it was, we thought it'll never go down. Overnight. Liquidation, finished. We're selling up. Can't run it anymore. Allah Ta'ala system never failed, never went down. You see, our computers go down also. But the Muhaddithin, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, who says Muhaddithin and commentators of Hadith, their minds were ever fresh. Never went down. And if it ever went down, take a little nap, Allah Ta'ala put it back into their hearts. Again, the computer is running. Computer is running all the time. So, لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيدُ. Allah gives life, Allah gives death. Hiring and firing, yes, you have a genuine excuse and release the person with izzat, with dignity also. يُحْيِي وَيُمِيدُ وَهُوَ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوتُ. Allah is all living, will never die. Myself, one day I'll have to leave all of this. I have to leave all of this, all the passwords, the usernames, and the bank balance, and the title deeds, and everything. Allah says, I'm all living, never to die. You will have to die one day. بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرِ. Only goodness in the hand of Allah. Only goodness. My hands, I know how many things went through it, didn't work out. How much I lost here, took a loss, took a knock. Allah says, no knocks, no losses here. Allah Ta'ala is only profitable. Every command of Allah, every fi'al of Allah, every contract of Allah, every decision of Allah, Allah, with full hikmat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is passing decisions. وَهُوَ بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرِ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah has full control of every shay, every atom. Allah has complete control of every single thing. Myself, can I say I have control? What, how many cameras I put? Somehow they'll find the blank spot over there. Somehow the thing came out, oh, they worked around the system, within my own system. I realize after maybe months, maybe after years also, how much we're missing from. Don't know what happened. Had all the systems in place. But then too. Then too, Allah Ta'ala showed you, you're not controlling. If you want control, put your head down to me. See me in everything. In the business, I see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In my family, I see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some call it, when I see my wife, I see my children, Allah is Jamal. Allah is beautiful. Beauty belongs to Allah. Allah is so beautiful. Then too, I see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so these beautiful names we are discussing is all to see this entire year that has passed. The entire year that has passed, Allah has my iman increased. At least I became conscious of Allah. Before I would just forget. Now I remember, sometime with a delay also. But now I came to my mind, alhamdulillah. Some way I'm getting Allah's fazl, Allah's shukr. And the reality is myself, and I always say default mode. The default mode, some people will feel now, but you know what, I still fall into guna and sin, feeling terrible about it, I don't think I can overcome it now, this is not for me, etc. You're thinking like that because you think you're a buzruk. So I made a mistake, I stepped up and made guna. So now I know that I can make it because you're looking at yourself as a pious person. Our default mode is kullu bani adam khata'un. Nabi Ali salatu wasalam said, every child of Adam is a sinner. That's what I am. And if I did extra ibadat for the year, fazal of Allah. Otherwise by default I'm a sinner. So I'm a sinner, not the other way around. That I'm a buzruk, wali of Allah, I'm a very pious person. And I slipped up here and there, hey, this year I don't know whether I can make it now. Because you're thinking too much of yourself. Think to myself, Allah, I'm a gunaygar, I am a sinner, I am filth, I am... You give so much of tawfiq during the year to do so many things, Ya Allah. I never did in my life so much amal, thought of you so much, dhikr so much, durood sharif so much. Ya Allah, I can't believe it. Ya Allah, shukr to you. So we make tawbah like that. Now I don't make tawbah because I feel upset at myself, I feel despondent. Then how come I make guna? How come I slip like that? And I shouldn't be slipping like that because I'm thinking too much of myself. So Allah Ta'ala shows you, I'll bring you down a little bit. You're not some wali of Allah. We're hoping to become the friends of Allah. Somebody sees one, two dreams about me, doesn't mean I'm Ponche Gera now. Although yes, it's a sign, Allahumul Bushra, Allah Ta'ala says, for the awliya, Allah Ta'ala gives glad tidings. Fil hayat dunya wa fil akhirah. In dunya and akhirah. Among the glad tidings of a person's wilayat and his friendship with Allah, that he's a friend of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows himself or other people good dreams about that person. So this is one of the mubashirat, the glad tidings for a person, that you are the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he shouldn't take it to be like that. That, hey, they're seeing dreams about me. They're seeing dreams about me, which I was dreaming people will dream about me. Finally my dreams came true also. Hey, I'm there now already. And now I slip, Ya Allah, how this happened to me now? Me, person like me. Yes, I am a gunigar. Allah Ta'ala gave tawfiq to do a little bit here and there, to spend my time correctly, see some durood sharif, make some istighfar. I remember some al-fuzat, I'm sharing with the people. Alhamdulillah. Allah's fazal. Ya Allah, the next year, make it better for me. Ya Allah, this gunigar, just make it better for me. That I can do better this year. Shouldn't be that this past year, Ya Allah, I don't know whether I passed, whether I failed. But my reality, I know, Ya Allah, I failed. And if I pass, by your fazal. But Ya Allah, I know I failed. أَحْسِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الظَّنِّ. Have good thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِهِ. Allah Ta'ala says, I treat my servant as he has thoughts and expectations of me. So don't make Allah Pak look bad also. You did bad, Ya Allah. I can't come right. What do you say to Allah? Ya Allah, you can't put me right. I'm beyond repairs now. Ya Allah, you can't do it also. Allah will do it. Think good of Allah. Ya Allah, I know I failed. But I know you're going to pass me. Ya Allah, you're going to pass me. And the next year, you're going to make it better. So not that now everything, Allah, I failed, and you're going to fail me also, I'm a failure in life, not good for anything, I don't do anything right. No, Allah, you'll make it right. You'll make it good. And now Allah Ta'ala is making it right every day. Hazrat says also, Allah Ta'ala has opened our reality to our families, has put on us. That you, this type of a man, how I married you? What happened? You just bluffed me that time. And I fell for you. And now, it's time for you to fall now. Ya Allah, you pick me up. You show me the reality. So my default is, Ya Allah, I am a gunigar. I am nothing. I don't really have anything in me. Whatever I'm doing is from you. So this entire year has passed for us. Take a few minutes and think. Ya Allah, this entire year, how much I, what I really increased? Some zikr, some Quran tirawat, maybe two rakas nafila increased, some consciousness came. Ya Allah, shukr to you. But that's why I know I failed in that, ya Allah. Only you can give me pass mark. Ya Allah, you just give me the pass. Just mark it and don't even check the paper. Ya Allah, just give it now, complimentary marks. Like have your complimentary certificate also. Right? Person did nothing good really, but again, Nobel Peace Prize. No peace he created in the world. But again, the Nobel Peace Prize. So, ya Allah, you just give me one like that. I just made war everywhere. But some people nominated me. So, ya Allah, you just give it to me also. I have good thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak will give it. So, the year has come to an end, my dear brothers. The Mastarachu thing also, how was my past year? How I managed my home? How I managed my husband? Everything was at home. Everything was fine. That I controlled everything well. Alhamdulillah. So, whether the wife passes us also, that now is far-fetched. But for her, we tell her, you passed too much. You passed. I'm happy with you. By telling her, you passed, she passed 1 year, alhamdulillah, Allah Pak next year better for us. On that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep you happy, keep her happy. By keeping her heart happy, Allah ta'ala will keep you happy also. Not that tell after majesty, Muhammad said, to me you fail already. Next year I hope you pass. The bayan is for me. Is that for the wife and the children? The bayan is for me. Not the master. You heard Mawlana said, you already failed. Half the year already I failed you. So no, you didn't even make the grade to write the full term exam also, end of the year exam. So that is for myself. But ya Allah, you know, you will pass me and you will make it better for me. So take away hisab. Take away hisab now. The new year has already started. We don't celebrate new year. There's no celebration of birthdays. All these things are not according to Sharia. There's no celebration. Ashura will come in Muharram. What is the celebration there? Keep roza. Not through a da'wat every time. Keep roza. Keep roza also is a type of celebration. Yes, there are times that we give da'wat. Aqiqah, there is da'wat also. Alhamdulillah. When there's a walima, there also there's da'wat. So there's different types of da'wat we get also. Now we're having da'wat every day. Baby came, throw one da'wat. In your house we have, throw one da'wat. Now we got what? Baby shower, homewarming. Homewarming shower, homewarming party, whatever it is. Yes, Nabi Ali Salat was invited also to a certain house. They went to Sahabi's house, but the intention was after he finished the meal, the Sahabi told Nabi Ali Salat, Nabi of Allah, we're distant from the masjid, we read at home salah sometime because we don't hear the masla about hearing the azan, not hearing the azan, etc. But we have all the facilities. Mastura, they read namaz also. So Nabi of Allah, a certain section of the house, we make it at a musalla. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam sunnah was then open the musalla and read two rakat namaz there. Make that your musalla. Allah's fazal wa shaykh al-hadith came also. Then we did the same thing in our house also. As a barakah. So that hadith also is there. So there's no party. And we forget Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Da'wat is there for certain reason. Aqiqah da'wat also, certain reason. Walima da'wat also, certain. There also we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we came to see the baby only. Or we came to see how the bride is dressed, etc. Then, we're not seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're only for dunya we're doing it. So we're getting no points. Now we're going to minus. We're going to minus, not going to pass the year after that. So we come to the end of the year. The masturat have to check also, in the year, how is it going? How is my akhlaq? How is my character? The husband also. As we mentioned now, when it comes to every one of us, the default is, we are sinful. We are sinful, we make tawbah to Allah. Genuine tawbah to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Now, a little jumu'ah to make all the intentions. Like as mentioned, the brothers come early, we see them reading Quran Sharif, read our... And Friday is a very, very special night for us, special day for us. So at least on the Jummah we increase something. As the brothers, we come in, they're reading the Surah Al-Kahf is there, Surah Dukhan is there. Allah Ta'ala will give you a palace in Jannat. Surah Dukhan, every week you're building a palace in Jannat. And then we have Al-Iflam in Sajda, Tabarak Al-Ladhi, Waqi'ah, Yasin Sharif, all these surahs. So we have quite a bit of Amal on the night of Friday. So how much we can do? We exert ourselves 1 week or one night in the entire week. Then at least be more cautious using the miswak at least. And then our sunnah at least of the Isha Salah, the Nawafid before that, at least on that night. Witr namaz also, at least on that night we read the sunnah qirat for witr. And the sunnah qirat is so simple. The shortest sunnah qirat for Salat of Witr, Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, first rakat. Second rakat, Surah Al-Falaq. Third rakah, Surah Al-Nas. You got the sunnah reward, revived it, 100 shaheed. on Thursday night, and time so much more because it's the night of Jumu'ah. This one sunnah. Other sunnah qiraat in the witr salah, surah al-haqum al-takathur, first rakat. Second rakat, wal-asr. And the third rakat, qul yaayhul kafirun. This we got the reward. Then here commonly in the month of Ramadan, sabbih isma rabbika al-a'la. Then qul yaayhul kafirun, second rakat. Surah al-ikhlas, third rakat. So at least on the night of Jumu'ah, by witr salah also, at least some of these sunnah surahs. So I'm getting that reward also. Then after my sunnah, my witr, the sunnah tasbih to be read, the sunnah tasbih zikr, Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus, Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus. And the last one, you pull a bit, not loudly, doesn't mean loud. You say softly, Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus. That way sunnah. After my witr salah, every day. But at least on the night of Jumu'ah, I take more relish, more enjoyment in fulfilling these sunnahs. So all the sunnahs are there, what surahs to read, what zikrs to make, how to read our nawafil also. Then the month of Muharram has started, then we sent out the clip also, what dua to be read. So sometimes we just check the phone, alright. We send it there to be read. Let's read it one time. Let's read the dua one time, I mean amal upon the sunnah at least. Jumu'ah also, the new year, Allah Ta'ala give tawfiq entire year to read the duas, then to read the surahs. So these are special occasions Allah Pak has given us. Take our hisab kitab, take our accountability, sit down a few minutes, say, Allah, how was my past year? We all have lazy means, lazy minds, lazy brains, we don't think. So a simple thing, I ask myself, Allah, did I pass this year? 1446. Allah, did I pass or did I fail? Allah, you give me the report. And then next day, Allah, I want to make it better. I want to make it better, like how the young boy says to his parents, no, this year I know I did bad, I didn't perform, but next year I want to do better. I'm going to do much better. You see how I'm going to perform. Say to Allah also. Ya Allah, children. Ya Allah, I'm going to show you this year. How I'm going to perform. With your tawfiq. Ya Allah, you give me the ability. Talking to Allah. Asking Allah Ta'ala for tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala will do it. So my akhlaq must become good. My anger control. My tongue. My house, that was my akhlaq. Whether I got a pass over there. With the children also. Whether they got a pass also. So we will ask them at home also. How was our 1446? Allah Ta'ala afforded us so many amal, so many avenues, so many things we could do. Now just think, did we pass whole year, how many qaza namaz we made? We have any qaza for the year, come let's note it down. Roza we got there for masturat, they had the menses during the month of Ramadan, did we cover it up? Oh, let's do it now. These are very short. The zikr of Allah, how much we making every day? Are we all making zikr in the house? For the children at least 10 times, 50 times. Now let's take accountability. Let's take account. The son now we gave 50 rand spending money. 3 days time he comes to Papa, I need some money. Where was the 50 rand? What you did with it? You won hisab kitab. End of the month now, when the credit card balance comes, tell the wife, hey, bring all the slips. What happened? Where the money went to? Allah Pak would ask us also, come, bring. Let's see, where's the invoice? Where's the slips? What you did? Ya Allah, I slipped. Everything was barbad, finished. At least I make hisab. Before Allah Pak makes my hisab. Now if the wife comes with the hisab, maaf, I spent a bit extra this month because of the, what do you say? Oh, no problem. It's okay. She came with the hisab. Son came now also with his clips now. Papa, I know you're going to ask for the 50 rand, but this is how I spent it. This is how the friends came, I spent some them, I gave some sadqa also to the domestic. Oh, shabash, mashallah, very good. Now how much are you going to give? 50 rand? Better I will give you 100 rand. I better give you 100 rand. You came with the hisab already, you show me what you did. And a little bit, I bought some chocolates and all. After you gave me the 100 rand, I bought some chocolates also a little bit. They came more than the sadqa. No, man, I gave you already now. Allah Pak will give like that also. So make the hisab. And present it to Allah. Ya Allah, I know like a small baby, I just missed out this couple weeks went like that. I didn't open Quran Sharif, I did my dhikr of Allah. I got angry, abused the wife sometimes, and the wife getting angry with the husband. Ya Allah, we slipped up, ya Allah. You know the hisab is there. Allah, you don't become angry with us. Year coming ahead, ya Allah, make it easy. Not only financially, mentally, emotionally, physically, our akhlaq. So all this we got to make dua for ourselves, make dua for our families. We check our behavior at home, in the business places, our zikr, our azkar, our zaif, all is there on place. And it's an ongoing effort. It's like just something that is done now and I can sit. No. It's a weekly, daily, hourly, getting challenged all the time. How are we going to perform? How are we going to do it? So it's a daily thing. Going home also a daily thing. We don't know how we're going to fare at home. Exposure can happen any time. And maybe I could be wrong. But by default we see what's the akhlaq of people also. Akhlaq of a man by default, man has josh in him, he's garam. Meaning now, tikamaga, get angry very quickly. He's angry. And woman default of them is to be disrespectful. The Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said also, because of the disrespect and the nashukri and the cursing, there'll be the most inmates of Jahannam, the women. So by default, Allah Ta'ala has made them, but they're going to work on it. Like how the man, she says, work on your anger, so they're going to work on their akhlaq also, they're going to work on their tongue, they're going to work on their shukr also, and don't curse, and don't say things. Man going to work on his anger also. So both ways now, each one going to accommodate. The Allah says, holy, how did it go? How many fights we had? How many arguments? Put some hisab there. Hey, maybe one every 2 weeks. So work out. Now, how many weeks in a year? 52. So how many fights in a year? Over 100? In 100 fights in a year. Now I'm putting hisab. Hey, I fail already. More than 100 fights in a year. I thought I was okay. But I just thought to myself, 100 fights is quite a bit that now. Alright? And then how much I spent in things that I'm not supposed to spend. Now look around. I put some figures there. Yeah, I wasn't supposed to spend this thing, man. So now how this happened? Was Torah put a figure? Right now, how much your cupboard is worth? I saw my cupboard right now. Hey, yeah, I think I failed. Look at the cupboard of Aisha radiallahu anha. Oh, I got big problems over here. I'm far from the sunnah. I'm far from the sunnah. I wrote the hisab down. My cupboard now is worth so much of money. I'm in big trouble right now. But to us, no, we still got space in the cupboard. We still can do more shopping. We still have to go for more. Put hisab down. Whether the wealth we spend, the amal that we did not do, the bad amal also that we engaged in, the bad amal, put it down there. Put it down there, and then we'll really see, hey, I'm really a buzruk. And now I'm feeling down, I didn't do so much. But I'm a gunegar. Allah Ta'ala afforded to do so much in between the 100 fights. That from the 100 fights I had also arguments, then how many really I asked maaf? Hey, 100 maybe I asked 5 only. But 5% out of 100. Hey, I fail already. Yes, we'll get angry. We'll have who asked maaf first? Who asked maaf first? So all the hisab I got to make right now, end of the year. New year has started. Ya Allah, make this new year better for me. I make the niyat, make the intention. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to make hisab kitab. To sit down. To really reflect. One, we can just say the words. But it's up to us now. To sit down and put it down in our mind, as if to tell us, put it down in the PDF or put it down wherever it is and check now. Like how we do the maths of businesses. This is business with Allah Tabaraka. Tijarata lan tabur. Such a business that will never go down. Tunjikum min adabin aleem. Allah dhullukum ala tijara. Allah says also tijara. Striving in the path of Allah. Such a tijara, such a business that will save you from a dreadful punishment. Allah, if this is going to save me, the hisab kitab, then Allah, I better make it. I better make the hisab kitab, and Allah, you put it right. Allah, you do. And you find, when you go to primary school, when you were there, and you write the examination, and when they mark the paper, in those days, then the ma'am, or the sir, or the teacher, they put the correct answer on top, in red. This one here was wrong. Or this equation, or this working out of yours, division was incorrect, so he does a calculation for you, then he puts the right answer. So, Ya Allah, you do the same thing for me also. I'll come with the wrong everything, questions are all upside down. Ya Allah, you just do the remedial work for me. You just do the remedial work for me. Allah is that kind. Then you write, the other teacher will say, I'm not doing it for you. You go and you sort it out, and each one you write 10 times the one you got wrong. Now you got to write, as it is now. I don't like writing. Now I have to write it. So, if I don't make hisab kitab also, Allah will say, right, back to square one. Let's start again. But if I make the hisab, go to Allah, you just do the correction for me. Make it right with the wife, with the children, with the business, with my akhlaq, with my character, for the next year coming ahead, Ya Allah, you just put it right, and just put me right. But it's a weekly effort, it's a daily effort, hourly effort, when everything now I see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as you mentioned, one is our amal, one is my iman also. Has my iman increased? My concentration in salah, has it increased? My knowledge, has it increased for the year? That I learn something, alhamdulillah, and I make amal. My dhikr increased. Then ikram, ihsan upon people. I started spending more, alhamdulillah, my rosy increased also. Now I'm getting more in the path of Allah. Now I'm spending freely in the path of Allah. As I said, for a believer, his hand is just moving from his pocket. Ajib Hazrat says this. He said, for a believer, his hand is just moving from his pocket. He's just giving. He's just giving, he's coming out from the wallet also, whatever amount comes out, he's just giving it. Doesn't even check inside too. Doesn't check, he just pulls it down. He came out, he doesn't even see how much he gave it. Allah give us hands like that. And hearts like that also. We keep it, keep the change also. Don't even look at the note. Now the domestic is coming, the work is coming. Boss, I just need to buy water and lights. I want 10 kilo or something. Hey, how much it will cost you? Boss, it will cost maybe 50 rand, 60 rand. Alright? So you give him 50 rand. The 10 rand you put it in. That's why I'm asking you, because I don't have. Oh, it is 100 rand, but I want the shinch. Bring the change back. You put that. And when he comes to give it the change also, you just put it there in the cubby hole a little bit. Or put it in the middle of, like, petty cash for me. For him, there's food, boy. You can buy one whole chicken over there also. Say, just give it. Don't even look back. Allah Pak will give like that also. He will look at the condition. I just carry on, boy. The person who will spend, Allah will spend upon him like that also. Two malaika every morning, they rise. Allahumma aati munfiqan khalafa. And they make dua. Ya Allah, the person that is spending in your path, the wealth, health, time. Ya Allah, the one that is spending, grant him khalafa. Give him a good return. Ya Allah, you just replace it. Khalaf means just replace it, Ya Allah. Just replace it. How, what sincerity is going to give, Allah is going to multiply it. And Ya Allah, the one that is holding him back, Ya Allah, destroy him. Destroy him. Brother says, for a moment, you got a free hand. He's just giving. Yes, there's also what Mashwara says, we don't spend so much, and I become also bigger. Look after ourselves also. That I don't give so much that I will beg by somebody. So, but he has a free hand. So I check for the year also, how much sadqa I gave, how much I spent in the path of Allah. Put the figures down in your mind or in paper. Ya Allah, now, going ahead is from you. So we've come to the end of 1446. 1447, as I mentioned, there's no celebration. There's no celebration, there's no birthday party, there's no milad, etc. Birthday parties, there's no place in Sharia. As we hear over and over again, nobody celebrates a loss. The company went down, we're throwing one party now. End of the year, closing sale. The closing sale now, we get a discount on the prices, we don't throw a party. But now throwing a party because the father turned 60. So now, 60 candles. Let's throw a party. Man, it's a loss. It lost 60 years right now. So the parties also, especially now, my dear brothers, when Gaza is bleeding, and the children don't have food, they're starving, malnutrition, and they're starving of hunger. We never heard in our lives before. People are dying because of hunger. We are dying because we're overeating. Our stomach is upside down, got a headache also, can't sleep because I ate so much. They don't have the food. That money is supposed to spend on the birthday party, send it to Gaza. Give it to some poor people. Give it out in charity. Or give a half of it at least in charity. Give it in sadqa in the path of Allah. We don't have to throw parties every time. Birthday is coming now, throw one party. Throw one party. Anniversary is coming, children say, send mom and dad for a holiday. But what are they going to holiday? They pass already expiry date. What holiday are they going to make? 65, anniversary. 40 years they married, 45 years. Send them for one holiday. What holiday are they going to have now? Now the holidays in the house of Allah. Mother is in the musalla, father is Isha, Asr to Maghrib, Isha in the masjid, making zikr of Allah, making Quran. That's the anniversary. This is how we're celebrating right now. Allah Ta'ala gave us muhabbat so many years, and we can't even imagine now how we pulled through 40 years together. Karamat it was, miracle. We're still together, alhamdulillah. Let's make shukr to Allah. Let's go in the musalla, two rakat namaz, and make shukr to Allah. Better Allah Ta'ala made you 20 years old, two rakat namaz, salat tawbah, two rakat nafil namaz, salat wa hajat. Here's some sadqa for you, give it in the path of Allah. That's our celebration. Not that we throw one party, and throw another party. And this, the parties also we're seeing, by how much the women are not paying just for the decor, just for the balloons only. How much you're not paying just to blow one balloon, and to put it, after what's after the balloon? Your money get blown away. Little kids will come with the pun, hey, I think it was 100 rand balloon, bust, gone. And making, happy birthday to you. Hurrah, hooray, whatever. Celebrate. You throw money away. All the decor is thrown away. And no feeling in the heart. Ya Allah. And as I mentioned over and over again, the domestics are seeing. How much you spend on this thing? We don't have food at home right now. In Malawi right now, they're going through starvation. Ask our staff what's happening. The brothers from there send us messages. They send us videos also of their houses. What we're living in. Rains came. We're finished here right now. We don't even have food right now. We are suffering of hunger right now. We are in a remote jungle somewhere. The brothers are working sometimes in our masjids, sometimes in our homes, sometimes they were in our localities. Now they have to go back home. and see the living conditions they are going through. Yeah, Allah can throw a party now. Allah can give us the hidayah that we take stock. Last year, we had so many parties. 5 parties, 6 parties, 10 parties. This year, Allah, we're going to stop it. We're going to stop it slowly, slowly, we're going to stop it. We had now an Aqiqah Dawood party for first baby, and a second baby, nothing. Ya Allah, give us small, make the Aqiqah, feed the poor people, alhamdulillah. Barakat in that. Walima also, we threw a big one the last time, this time according to Sunnah. So all these years we are doing it slowly, slowly, we bring it to zero. Yes, we have to educate women folk, make muzakara at home all the time, explain to them the reality, and slowly, slowly we bring it down and bring our life onto Sunnah. Like how I mentioned our Thursday night, bring the Sunnahs in our Thursday night also. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. The month of Muharram is here already. Then, when it comes to month of Muharram, the original name of Muharram was As-Safar al-Awwal. Muharram, Safar. This was called the first Safar. So when Allah Ta'ala sent Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala Himself changed the name from As-Safar al-Awwal to Muharram, the honorable month, which is among the 4 sacred months in Shari'at, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram, and Rajab. 3 in a row, Rajab separate. These are regarded as the sacred months of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rewards of good deeds are multiplied. And the sin of evil deeds also are multiplied. And the best fast to keep out of the month of Ramadan is the month of Muharram. 1 month roza equal to 1 year in reward. You have Yom Ashura, 1 year sins are forgiven for that fasting also. So these days, so because Allah Ta'ala changed the name from Safar al-Awwal to Muharram, Muharram is regarded to be Shahrullah al-Muharram, the month of Allah al-Muharram. So this Muharram is attributed to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. This is the month of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala kept the name of this month al-Muharram, the most sanctified. The most sanctified, the most honorable month. Person wants honor, he wants sanctity, he wants safety, keep roza. Take our sadqa. Increase our tasbihat, our zikr, our time in the masjid. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Keep making amal, inshaAllah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحمنا أنت خير الراحمين يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين يا راحم المساكين يا ذا القوة المتين جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين أو كريم رحيم الله أو كريم رحيم الله يا الله be so kind to us oh الله يا الله the entire year oh الله you kept us with عافية صحة سلامة oh my كريم رحيم الله يا الله you could have tested us in many ways oh الله your قدرة and your power is unlimited oh كريم رحيم الله يا الله you could have fired us you could have destroyed us oh الله you could have taken our faculties away our businesses away our homes away oh الله Oh my Allah, the entire year came out only in your rahmat, in your fazal, in your karam. Oh Kareem Rahim Allah, we've come with nothing to show you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, the paper is blank, oh my Allah, we haven't filled any answers whatsoever. Whatever we filled in is all wrong, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we are the delinquent ones, we are the handicapped ones, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you do the remedial work for us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you give us full marks on your side, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a condoned pass of the year. Ya Allah, we don't like to be failures, oh my Allah, to be misfits, oh my Allah. Somebody tells us you failed, Ya Allah, we feel the hurt and the pain, O my Allah. When it came to our time, how we managed our time, Inna al-insana lafi khusr. Ya Allah, we feel the time also, O my Allah. When it came to our wealth, how we spend our wealth, Ya Allah, we feel that also, O my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, during the year, how many things be there? Ulazim al-Safi, awwal, how many fajars, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we can't even calculate it, O my Allah. How many times we ate out, how many times we bardaki, immodesty, O my Allah. Oh my Allah, so many things we have done, not to please you, to displease you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, all this we put before you, O Kareem Rahim Allah, we can't even put the figures, Ya Allah, there's too many. How many times we slipped in sin and guna, Ya Allah, in vices, oh my Allah, in the gutter of sin. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, hundreds of times, thousands of times, Ya Allah, the bad nazri, or bad akhlaq, how many times you got upset, oh my Allah. Oh Kareem Rahim Allah, how many sunnahs we lost out in the entire year? How many times we entered the masjid with the wrong foot, leaving with the wrong foot, oh my Allah, toilet, bathroom, dressing. Against the sunnah, oh my Allah, how many marks we have lost, oh my Allah, putting on the right. Ya Allah, starting with the right, ending with the left, how many times it's upside down, we've done so many things, oh my Allah. Uli uli ya karam, and your fazal, and your rahmat, oh my Allah, you've overlooked us, oh my Allah, wa ya'fu an kathir. Ya Allah, so much you overlook, oh my Allah, so tolerant, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to be good, oh my Allah, we want to be pious, oh my Allah, we want to be your friend, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, that we don't forget you, we don't fall in negligence, in ghaflat, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, the year ahead, O my Allah, the month of Muharram started, the month of Allah, like this, your month, O my Allah.
Ya Allah, you host us in this month with all the sunnahs, O Allah. Ya Allah, make it easier for us, make us conscious. Ya Allah, make it easy for us, our children, our progenies, our wives, entire families, the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, bring our homes upon the homes of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the consciousness they had, Ya Allah, the muhabbat they had for you, the nur and barakat and for you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, make us conscious, Ya Allah. Make our wives conscious, our parents conscious. Make our homes alive with a'mal, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, we take our hisab, oh my Allah, we will be doomed, oh my Allah, we don't, Ya Allah, we are afraid to open it. On the day of Qiyamah, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, you will say, Iqra kitabak kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alika hasiba. That, oh banda, read your own kitab. Ya Allah, the kitab will be thrown to us, read your own kitab. Today you are sufficient to make your own hisab kitab. Ya Allah, that day you will hand it over to us to make our own hisab. Ya Allah, before that day, Ya Allah, make our hisab now, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we make your accountability now, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we come with blank pages, O my Allah, spoiled pages, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we iqrar mujrim hai. Ya Allah, we confess to all our gunas and our sins, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we sit down to count them, O my Allah. Our hearts will become despondent, O Kareem Rahim Allah. We are only living in your fazl, in your karam, in your rahmat, and the tears of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we don't even feel pain for the ummah anymore. We don't even cry for the ummah, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you take our hisab kitab and nuqisha uddiba. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to Aisha radiallahu anha, that the one whose books Allah will open, definitely he'll be punished. There's no way out for him. Oh, Aisha, read this dua. Allahumma hasibni hisaba yasira. Allahumma hasibni hisaba yasira. Oh, Aisha, read this dua. Ya Allah, oh Allah, make my hisab kitab easy for me. At the time of maut, Ya Allah, make it easy. At the time of qabr, sawal and jawab, Ya Allah, make it easy. At the day of qiyamah, make it easy. Ya Allah, the pull sirat, make it easy, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Make our hisab kitab easy for us, O my Allah. Don't open our deeds, don't open our hisab kitabs, O Kareem Rahim Allah. We'll be destroyed, we'll be doomed, O my Allah. Ya Allah, as you hid us in this world, you made sattari. On the day of qiyamah, make our sattari and conceal us. Ya Allah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, your khalil, your special, special friend, O my Allah. Ya Allah, where he passed all the tests with flying colors, O Kareem Rahim Allah, wherever you tested him. فَأَتَمَّهُمْ Ya Allah, he completed the test. He got full marks for all his papers, O my Allah. And then to O my Allah, such a friend of yours, such a khalil of yours, O my Allah, then to he makes dua to you, O my Allah, وَلَا تُخْزِينِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ That O my Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, when all will be resurrected, لَا تُخْزِينِي Ya Allah, don't disgrace me, O my Allah. Don't disgrace me, humiliate me. Khalil Allah is making dua, O my Allah. We don't even have the consciousness and the words on our tongue to make that dua, O my Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, you open our accounts, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Don't destroy us in the day of Qiyamah. Don't embarrass us, O my Kareem. Rahim Allah. Like how you may satari of us in this world, you conceal us in the day of Qiyamah, conceal us at the time of maut, O my Allah, in the qabr, conceal us, O my Allah. O Kareem Rahim, conceal us, our parents, our grandparents, great grandparents, all those that came into the fold of Islam, our wives and our children, our brothers and our sisters, O my Allah. Somebody just takes out one chat of ours, one voice clip, you have finished, O my Allah. They just say, Allah, just take a screenshot of our chats and how rude you are, what vulgarity we. Ya Allah, we uttered, O my Allah, and we send it out. Ya Allah, we feel so ashamed. Ya Allah, qiyamah, qiyamah, Ya Allah, what face will we show Nabi Ali? Ya Allah, yeah, we get so embarrassed, O my Allah. We don't want to leave the house. People know what I have done. Ya Allah, they read my chats, O my Allah. Ya Allah, they heard my voice clip. Ya Allah, how I was fighting and shouting and swearing. O my Allah, the day of qiyamah. Don't know what our books friend of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, it only pain his heart. Ya Allah, our dressing, the places we are going to, where he told us, don't go, don't dress like that. Oh, my Allah, we did everything. Ya Allah, the day of Qiyamah, la yuzakki, oh, Ya Allah, keep our izzat, keep our respect. Ya Allah, don't destroy us, don't embarrass us, O my Allah. There be no way to run on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, here we can make stories, O my Allah. Here we can make stories, O my Allah. It wasn't me. I was just in a fit of anger. I said this thing, but I'm not like that. Ya Allah, my reality will be open on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, there be no way to hide. The limbs will be speaking. Ya Allah, What did they do, Ya Allah? وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يُوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Ya Allah, don't embarrass us the day of Qiyamah. Don't open our worry calls. Ya Allah, we are presenting our worry calls and begging bowls before you. Everything is in there for you to see. We beg you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, just change everything to good, Ya Allah. Like how after the majlis you call out that all those that were here get up in the condition, all are forgiven. قَدْ بَدَّلْتُ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ حَسَنَاتٍ And Al-An is made that I've changed all your evil deeds into good deeds. Ya Allah, change them for us. Ya Allah, change them for us. Ya Allah, change them for us. All our sins that we have done, Ya Allah, just change them into good deeds, O Kareem Rahim Allah. You have full control. You can do it, O Ya Allah. You can do it for us, O Ya Allah. You can do it for us, O Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we say the finger is on the button. He just presses it and things are open. Ya Allah, you can just press it. You can just instruct. You can just do it. This your irada. This your... Ya Allah, just your intent, Ya Allah, can change all our evil a'mal into good a'mal. You can cleanse us out, clean us, make us pure and clean. Ya Allah, make us good ummatis, good slaves of yours, good husbands, Ya Allah, good sons, Ya Allah, good fathers, Ya Allah. Oh my Ya Allah, you teach us, Ya Allah, this year coming ahead, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Guide us every step of our life, O Ya Allah. Every decision we make, Ya Allah, you guide us from your side to say the right things, to do the right things, guide our wives and our children to your rida, to your pleasure, to become righteous, to become pious, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you've given us these occasions to introspect on our lives, whether we are ready for the qabr to be lying there just in our coffin, on just bare sand, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we're not ready. Ya Allah, you give us, Ya Allah, the shock and desire to meet you. Give us the shock and desire to meet you. Ya Allah, we've heard only about your karam, about your rahmat, how rahim you are, and how rahman you are, and how kareem you are, and how kind you are. Ya Allah, it's the only lesson we know. Ya Allah, we don't know how angry you will get with us. We don't want to hear about it. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in the qabr, make it easy for us. Be kind to us in the day of Qiyamah, to the entire ummah. Save us from adab qabr, adab jahannam. Ya Allah, you made us Muslim, you made us mu'min, you made us insan. Ya Allah, keep us upon the sirat mustaqim till maut. Ya Allah, all those that have passed on, Ya Allah, forgive them, make them maghfirat, Ya Allah. Blow the cool winds of jannat upon them. Ya Allah, don't open the hisab. Ya Allah, don't open the kitab, Ya Allah. Just overlook it, Ya Allah. Just overlook it, Ya Allah. Just overlook it, Ya Allah. Just let them pass through. Oh, Kareem, Rahim Allah. Oh, Ya Allah, all those in debts, remove the debts and make it easy for them. Crush all the debts, give them plenty of halal, rosy, Ya Allah. All those, O my Allah, are sick and ailing, O my Allah, whatever bimaris they have, Ya Allah, it's all in your control. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, give them shifa'i, ajil, kamil, mustamir, relieve them of all their pain. O my Allah, give them good health, give the families good health, give our children good health, save us from hospitals and bimaris and illnesses. Ya Allah, all those, O my Allah, that want to get married, O my Allah, your khazana is very great, O my Allah. Ya Allah, send for the suitable, Ya Allah, deendar and pious and beautiful spouses, O my Allah, give them good homes, keep them happy. All home with your jajra, quarrels and fights with muhabbat, your love and understanding. Make our children, O my Allah, ashiks of Quran, Ya Allah. Make them hafaz of Quran, open their heart, expand their chest, O my Allah. Ya Allah, to barakat of Quran, O my Allah, give them the intelligence, Ya Allah, of dunya and akhirat, O my Allah. Make them geniuses, O my Allah. Give them your ma'rifat, O my Allah, to barakat of Quran, Sharif. Like how you may sahaba, radiyallahu anhu, the barakat of Quran, they were the most, Ya Allah, intelligent people that walk the face of the earth, O my Allah. Without going to any school, any education, Ya Allah, we speak about them with pride, that you give them the certificate of your pleasure, O my Allah. Give our children, O my Allah, that you're happy with them, with all the attractions around them, Ya Allah, you teach them the barakat of Quran Sharif. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, all those whatever difficulties may be, the people in Gaza, in China, Ya Allah, in Sudan, in Kashmir, wherever in the world, oh my Allah, grant the Muslims the upper hand, grant their victory, O my Allah, grant their victory, O my Allah, grant their victory, O my Allah. Oh, yeshwi sudura qawmi mu'mineen, Ya Allah. Give shifa to the house of the Muslimin and the mu'mineen when they see the Muslims become victorious, O my Allah. See that day when your kalima and the flag of Iman, O my Allah, will be most high, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, they haven't given up. They're still resilient, O my Allah. They're still standing the ground. Ya Allah, what Iman they have, O my Allah. Keep them strong, O my Allah. Open the borders for them. Give them, Ya Allah, give them fatah, give them victory. Open the doors of Masjid al-Aqsa for the Ummah, O my Allah. For the entire globe, O my Allah. May Allah make will resound every day and the ihrams will be tied from the haram of Aqsa to Makkah Mukarramah. Open the way, O my Allah. the way of Allah. They want to extinguish your nur. Ya Allah, they can never extinguish the nur of Allah. Ya Allah, yutimmu nurihi walau kariha al-kafirun. Ya Allah, you will complete your nur and your qudrat and your power and bounds, even though they dislike it. Ya Allah, accept us for that, Umay. Ya Allah, accept the ummah for that, Umay. Kareem, Rahim, Allah. Oh my Allah, make your children like the Salahuddin Ayyubis of the time, the Khalid bin Walid and Sa'd bin Waqas. And give us iman like that, Umay. Ya Allah, give the Muslim the upper hand. Ya Allah, how you will do it from your qudrat, from your power. Ya Allah, everything is in your control, O my Allah. Keep them strong. Give us with iman. Give us, Ya Allah, tamanna for shahadat, O my Allah. Allahumma razuqna shahadatan fi sabilik wa ja'al mutana fi baladi habibik sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us tamanna and desire to become shaheed in your path, O my Allah, to give our lives for you in your love, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are just living our lives to save our lives. Ya Allah, give us that desire, O my Allah, to meet you, to give our lives for you, to show you, O Muhammad, and love. Ya Allah, we don't have it. You give it to us. Reward our Shaykh, our Mashaykh, for the lesson of Muhammad and love they taught us, our parents, Ya Allah, our spouses, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give us a jannati life in this world, connected to you, Ya Allah, forever in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahlu rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin amin amin. Don't forget, brothers, our ijtima'ah is coming up in August 8, 9 and 10. Ijtima'ah will take place. I'm making dua, take a sidqa, keep a roza. Muharram will come. I started, let us keep Rosa at least, the minimum. You can keep a Monday and Thursdays at least. Minimum, Mondays and Thursdays. It's just a few hours of Rosa. Make intention with pleasure for Allah, for the Ummah, to Allah. Take pity upon them. Ijtima is coming also in Durban. Then our Islahi Jalsa in August also. What are the dates? The 22nd, one of the weekends, we send the dates out. Islahi Jalsa is taking place in Azadville. Make dua for Hazrat Wallah, keep his saya upon us, shade upon us, shadow.